Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sarah Malka Reichman. Today we're learning Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Gimel. David is told that Plishtim are waging war against the people of Keilah and they're pillaging their granaries. David is immediately inspired to go and help them and fight on their behalf. He consults the Urim V'Tumim and he asks in Pasuk Bet, V'Ha'ilech, V'Keiti Ba'Plishtim Ha'ilah, should I go and strike these Plishtim? Hashem answers in the affirmative. V'Yomer Hashem El David, Lech V'Keita Ba'Plishtim, V'Hoshata Et Keilah. Go and strike these Plishtim and save Keilah. But David's people are not as excited about this idea as he is. They say, we're here in Yehuda, and even here we're scared. Hine anachnu po b'Yehuda yireim. The Malbim points out two aspects that are comforting to them about being where they are in Yehuda. Firstly, there's no clear and present danger where they are. The enemy is not waging war against them over there. Secondly, they're on home turf. And if we're scared here, we're going to pick ourselves up and go to the scene of the war. So David consults the Urim V'Tumim a second time, and Hashem responds to him, and this time his response is as follows. Pasuk Dalet, Vayomer kum reid Keilah. Get up and go down to Keilah. Ki ani notein et plishtim biyadecha, because I will hand over the plishtim into your hands. And at this point, David's men are willing to go and support him in this battle. What changed between the first and the second time? So the Malbim points out that the first time, Hashem said, V'hikita ba'plishtim. The fact that there's a bet over there, rather than saying, V'hikita et ha'plishtim, means that you will be striking within the plishtim. You will be striking some of the plishtim. It does not necessarily imply a comprehensive victory. And the second time, Hashem states, Ani notein et plishtim bi'adecha, that he is going to hand them over into his hands, implying that there's going to be miraculous intervention. But just from the pshat of the psukim, in the first case, it could be understood simply as a directive from Hashem. Hashem says, go and strike the plishtim. Whereas the second time, Hashem gives his assurance, Ani notein et plishtim bi'adecha. David and his people go to Keilah. They fight against the plishtim on their behalf. And we're told, Vayach ben makah gedola. They struck the plishtim with a powerful strike. Vayosha David et yoshvei Keilah. And David saved the people of Keilah. Now the pasuk digresses for a moment. Pasuk Vav tells us, Vayhi bevroch Aviatar ben Achimelech el David Keilah. We remember when Aviatar, the sole survivor of the family of Achimelech and of the entire Ir Nova Kohanim, escaped. Well, Ephod Yarad biyado. The ephod happened to be in his hand, explaining how it was that David had the ability to consult the Urim V'Tumim. The Mefarshim points out from the passive language, ephod yarad biyado, rather than he took it in his hand, that it was just an act of providence. After all, he was running away, and the ephod happened to be with all of his things that he grabbed and took with him. Now we hear that Shaul is told that David is in Keilah. And Shaul is actually very encouraged by this news. Pasuk Zayin Vayomer Shaul Nikaro Teolukim Biyadi Ki Niskar Lavo Be'ir Zlatayim Uvriach. That's it. Hashem has handed David over into my hands because he is now in a city with doors and bars or doors and locks. Keilah was a city with walls built around it that was locked, probably because they lived in fear of the Plishtim. So Shaul thought, if that's the case, then David is walking around freely there, since he is confident because it is a walled city that he will not be turned over, and he is not being very cautious. Shaul lets the nation know that they are going to go and wage war in Keilah. Vayishama Shaul et kol ha'am la'milchama laredet Keilah latsur el David ve'el anashav. From the pasuk, it is clear what Shaul's motivation is. He's going to fight David and the men who are supporting David. However, what's unclear from the pasuk is whether he is using the plishtim as a pretense to bring an army of Am Yisrael there to fight David, or whether they are aware that they're going to fight David. According to the Malbim, it was a pretense and a strategy that Shaul had to get all the people to go with him to fight David. And here we see this difficult situation where Shaul is investing so much energy fighting against David. I saw that Rav Amnon Bazak says that Shaul is conflicted, and he takes his energies that were meant to be defending Am Yisrael from Plishtim, and his focus during this time is geared towards fighting David. And we can see this conflict right here in the pasuk, where it seems to be unclear about who Am Yisrael thinks that they're going to fight. David is aware that Shaul is planning and plotting against him, and he tells Aviatar, come give me the ephod. David consults the Urim v'Tumim, and he says to Hashem in Pasuk Yud, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shama Shama Avdecha, Ki Mevakesh Shaul Lavo El Ki'ila, L'Shachit La'ir Bavuri. I heard that Shaul is coming to the city, and he's going to destroy the city, Ba'avuri, because of me. The Malbim points out the difference between using the word biglali, which is for some reason that happened in the past. For example, in our case, if Shaul was coming biglali, it would be to punish the city. He'd be destroying Keilah as a punishment for having David there within his wall, within its walls. However, since it says ba'avuri, the Malbim points out bavur is for a purpose that's going to be in the future, meaning that Hashem said, David says to Hashem, I heard that Shaul is coming, l'shachita la'ir ba'avuri, meaning if they are going to hide me and keep me from being harmed by Shaul, then he will destroy the city. And he asks, in Yeralf, hayiskeruni ba'alei kila biyado, hayyered Shaul kasher shama avdecha, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, haged na lavdecha. Please tell your servant, there are two questions here. Will the people of Keilah hand me over to Shaul? And will Shaul come down here? And Hashem responds initially only to one question with the word yered. Shaul will come here. So David repeats the question, Hayiskeruni ba'alei Keilah. Oti, vetana shai biyad Shaul. Will the people of Keilah turn me and my men over to Shaul? At this point, Hashem responds, Yaskiru, they will turn you over. The Malbim points out that there's no conflict in the fact that Keilah, the people of Keilah, never have the opportunity to turn him over as David escapes, because Hashem is saying that if you remain here, then they will turn you over. And so David chooses not to remain there. At this point, we hear that David and his people leave Keilah. Upon hearing this, Shaul does not go out to Keilah, and David and his people are forced to wander from place to place, v'yitalchu b'asher yitalachu, without a particular destination, taking cover wherever they can. And we hear about the incredible divine protection that David and his people benefit from. V'yivakshehu Shaul kol hayamim. Shaul is constantly seeking him out. V'lo netano elokim b'yado. But Hashem does not allow David and his people to fall into the hands of Shaul and his army. At this point, David is paid a visit. While he is in Midbar Zif, Bachor Shah, Yonatan comes and he visits David there in hiding. And Yonatan tells David encouraging words. We're told, Vayichazek et yado belokim. According to the Malbim, his encouraging words to David are about Elohim, about how Hashem's providence will help him escape from any suffering. And he further encourages David, and he says, Al tira ki lo tinta acha yad Shaul. Don't worry, Shaul, my father will not find you. And what's more, atatim lochal Yisrael. Don't worry, all of this will come to fruition. All of Shmuel's words, you will rule over Am Yisrael. Vanochi yelecha lemishne. He has this beautiful vision where David rules and Yonatan is some kind of second in command under him, a vision that of course never comes to fruition. V'gam Shaul avio deyakein. And he says, even my father Shaul knows that at some point you will rule. And now we hear about another brit, this time lifnei Hashem. V'chretu shnehem brit lifnei Hashem. V'yishev David b'chor shav Yonatan halach leveito. And they part ways now forever. Yonatan still has to return to his home. At this point, the Zifim go to tell Shaul, David is hiding among us, and now you should come and do whatever you want, and we will hand David over to you. Shaul is so encouraged by this. He says, Bruchem atem l'Hashem ki chamaltem, Allah, you should be blessed because you've had mercy on me. And he says, he instructs them to go and find David's hiding places because he says David is trying to outsmart me. And David hears that Shaul now knows where he is. So he goes and he goes down at the other side of the cliff. He is in Midbar Ma'on. If we had a bird's eye view looking down, we would see Shaul on one side of the mountain with his people and David on the other side of the mountain. And we hear, Vayhi David nechpaz alechet mipnei Shaul. Pasuk chafav, David is hurriedly running away from Shaul, but Shaul va'anashav otrim el David ve'anashav otafsam, they are already surrounding David and his people to catch them. So they are almost completely surrounded and caught. When we hear about a malach who comes to David's rescue, malach ba el Shaul lemor, maharav lecha ki fashtu plishtim al ha'aretz, go Shaul, quickly get out of here because the plishtim are spreading out over the land. And Rashi tells us, Malach Mamash, Kadei Latzilat David, it is an actual Malach Hashem. There is disagreement among Chazal that Radak quotes here about whether it is a messenger or an actual Malach Hashem, and Rabbi Pinchas argues that it has to be a Malach Hashem because a regular messenger would not come and tell the king what he should do. And the Radak quotes the pasuk Yishlach Mishamayim V'yoshieni, that actually a malach came from Shamayim and saved David. Shaul immediately leaves from pursuing David and he goes to fight the Plishtim. Al kein karu l'makom ha'hu Sela ha'machloket. The place where they had been was called Sela ha'machloket. Why a machloket? Either because there was machloket among Shaul's men over whether they should stay and finally capture David, or whether they should go and fight the Plishtim, or because Shaul was having this very same inner conflict, or the Radak tells us that each time David's people would pass this place in the future, some of them would depart, mitzchalek, they would depart and they would come, get off of their horses and bow down and say Baruch Shasalanu Nispa Makom Hazeh, because it was such a glaring miracle that had been performed for them there. The Rabag sums up this parak and tells us, Bi'er Bazeh Sipur Manifla Utzam Hashgachat Hashem Al Ohavav. This story demonstrates to us how awesome is the power of Hashem's providence over his beloved ones, Ve'echitzil David, how David was saved even though he was in such extreme danger. Thank you for learning together. Liloy Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.